This second Maisa Shein Mishnah Beis. We learned before, somebody living out of Yerushalayim does not have to carry his Maisa Shein or Revai, the fourth year produce, to Yerushalayim. He could redeem it and bring the money. But there's a takana that people living close to Yerushalayim should bring the fruit itself so that there shouldn't be no shortage of fruit in Yerushalayim. The Kerem Revai, the fourth year of a vineyard, which has to be brought to the produce, has to be brought to Yerushalayim. The same thing applies to Maisa Shein. Anybody that lived within a one day's trip of Yerushalayim was a takana tacham. They should not redeem his produce. He should bring it in directly, so there should be an abundance of produce in Yerushalayim. Ezi tchuma, what is the border of this one day trip? Eilas min hadorim is not today's eilas. Today's eilas is much more than one day's walking trip. Akrav. Akravas min atzofen, that city is in the north. Lud min amayres, Lud is to the west, so we can figure out that we know the distance between Lud and Yerushalayim. That's more or less the distance which they set up, and also the other one which is known as Ayavim min al-Mizrach, Jordan River on the east. Mishiravu ha-Peres times that abundance of Peres in Yerushalayim is Kinoshe Nifta Samal Chayma. They said that even if you live near the wall of Yerushalayim, you'll have to redeem your fruits. You bring in money because anyway the Shvokim, the marketplace of Yerushalayim were full of fruit. They didn't need all this extra fruit. But Naya Bedava, when the Chacham instituted this, they made a condition in what they said is when the time will come, if the time will come, that it will be a lack of abundance, there won't be enough produce in Yerushalayim, and they'll bring back their old takana that the people living within a day's walk of Yerushalayim have to bring the food itself. He says that that's what they said, that you could always redeem your produce, is after the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed. As long as the Beit HaMikdash was around, they said that people should bring the people within a day's walk of Yerushalayim should bring the produce. The Tanai was that when Beit HaMikdash will be rebuilt, then the original condition will come back that people living within a day's walk of Yerushalayim should bring their produce directly to Yerushalayim.